Chairman.
Will do. Zoning Board of Adjustment meeting will please come to order. Adequate notice to this meeting was provided in the following ways. Notice published in the Courier News. Notice posted on the bulletin board of the municipal building. Notice made available to the township clerk. And notice sent to the Courier News and the Star Ledger. Will the clerk please call the roll?
Mr. Tillery?
Here.
Mr. Patel?
Here.
Mr. Reggio?
Here.
Mr. Blount? Mr. Hidaka?
Here.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Here.
Mr. Ali?
Here.
And Chairman Cahill?
Here. Will everyone please stand for a salute to the flag?
Yeah. Looking pretty cool to go to the
And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hold on.
Keneally, are there any changes to the agenda?
Yes, there are two changes. HBR Properties on Highland Avenue is postponed until June 12, 2024, with no further notice by the applicant. NBAD 1, 431 Park Avenue, is postponed until April 25th, 2024. They will renotice. Those are all the changes that I have.
Thank you, sir. Let's move ahead and move on to item number 5, 24-ZB-11V, Manish Patel.
Is Manish Patel present?
Yes.
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Yes.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
56 Manish Patel, 56 Rachel Terrace, Piscataway.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
Can I speak on his behalf? Or
I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand?
Sure.
Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Mira Patel, 56 Rachel Terrace, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you would like to do here?
Yeah, we're trying to do an extension to the side of our house since it's being considered like the, not the front door is this the front of the house, but the side is because we're a corner lot. So we're doing an 8-foot extension to the side of the house, the entirety of the house. And in the back, because of that, it doesn't reach like the minimum 25 foot from the property line requirement. So that's what the variance is for. And then we're because we were going through variance, we were also asking to extend our fence in the front, like the front side of the yard.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, you may want to check with Mr. Chadwick.
Yeah, Mr. Chadwick, do you have any comments about this?
Only as to the fence. Did you meet with any of the staff members before you filed this?
Yes.
And I wasn't present, so can you summarize that meeting?
In the sense of meeting, it was just like while submitting, I explained it in the drawings. Also, we had it drawn out. I didn't really like speak in detail or anything with anyone.
Mr. Chadwick, Henry did a report on this one.
Yeah, we did get a memo.
I want to look at Mr. Hinterstein's report.
All right, Mr. Hinterstein did submit a report. It's dated March 26th, and he does not object to the fence as proposed.
Okay. Any other members of the board have any questions or comments about this application?
Don't worry, I have a line down the bottom where you can mute it.
Hearing none, I'm going to close it. I'm going to open it rather to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application? Buckley?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion, and I'd make a motion to approve this application. Can I get a second? Thank you. Please call the roll.
Who's second? I'm sorry.
Kalpesh.
Kalpesh. Thank you, Kalpesh. Okay, Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterondo?
Yes.
Mr. Ellie?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Your application has been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be here for that. We'll send that document to you, and you'll need that to get your permits.
All right.
We let the record show Mr. Blount has joined the meeting.
Great. Good night, Patels. Let's move on to item number 6, 24-ZB-07V. Eileen Soriano.
Is Ms. Soriano present?
You might be muted, ma'am. Ms. Soriano, we can't hear you.
Yeah. She's not muted. Her speaker's not working. She's not muted.
Okay.
This is the case where we needed an updated survey.
We got one, John. I had emailed it to you.
Right. No, I'm yeah. just...
Oh, okay.
Going up to speed.
Want to make sure we're all on the same page.
That was really why we didn't go forward with it. That's what my notes indicate. Is that correct, Laura?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there was the garage, but we'll discuss that. Ms. Soriano, if we can't hear you, you're going to have to go on your phone and call in. Yep. Okay, the headphones. Go get your headphones. I think that's what she said. Soriano.
Mr. Chairman, would you like to do the resolutions while we
wait? Let's do item number 9. The adoption of the resolutions on the regular meeting.
Centeno Monte, which you voted to approve. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Next is VentureNet Properties for a temporary use permit, which you voted to grant. Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Oreggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blunt?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Those are all the resolutions for this evening.
Well, looks like Ms. Soriano's back.
Oh, I would do the minutes. Number 10.
Okay. Well, thank you, Chairman.
No, I got you. I'm here for you, Sean.
Straight to God. I mean, I'll be lost without you. Adoption of the minutes in a regular meeting of March
28, 2024. Aye.
All those in favor say aye. Aye. Thank you.
Aye.
There we go.
Ms. Soriano, are you there?
I think she's trying.
Am I still on?
Yes, we can hear you. Ms. Soriano, I need to swear you in. Could you raise your right hand? Do you swear that the testimony you're about to give should be the truth?
Yes.
Your name and address, please.
Eileen Soriano, 989 Sunset Road, Piscataway, New Jersey.
Thank you. Could you explain to the board what you'd like to do here?
I would like to have a sunroom, 80 by 20 by 12 sunroom at the back of my house. And the plans and documents that was required by the township was submitted by a representative of the New Jersey sunroom additions, which is a company who's going to build the sunroom for me.
Okay. Mr. Chadwick, you were alluding earlier to some revised plans or something. Could you elaborate?
We have an updated survey and showing all the improvements, some of which were authorized by the board, and particularly the garage was going to be a carport. And it's slightly larger and closer to the street than the ordinance permits. Maybe you can get some history from the applicant as to how that occurred.
I previously applied for a variance for that carport, and which was approved by the zoning board. And I believe that application was mentioned.
What did you build, though? You didn't.
It is a carport. Nothing was changed according to the plan that was approved by the township. And yeah, it looks like a garage in front because it's open in the back. So it's a carport. The way it was
It's not in the location, the variance approval, however. It's closer to the street than what was approved.
I do have the approval from, I think it was documented. So I'm not sure. I don't understand actually what was...
Mr. Chairman, from this plan started off in the township offices and with Mr. Hendersy. And we, since that date, we have a new survey submitted. It's supposedly showing, and it looks to be accurate.
Okay.
But it, my understanding through this whole process is that the garage, whether it's now cosmetically from the street, looks like a garage, but if you go in the back, it's a carport.
the plan is.
It doesn't appear, at least the information I have now, to be the same location as the prior approval. So I would suggest that we carry this to the next meeting so that I can clarify it and we're not just going from shooting from there.
Okay. Sorry, Anna, are you okay with that?
Mr. Chairman, I don't think there's a whole lot of other issues involved here. It's just getting things to be accurate.
Mr. Can I just ask what she would have to give in to clear up? Because her contractor dropped off the new survey, so I don't know what you need to give me for the next meeting.
She's not going to give you anything. John Chadwick is going to get straightened out in terms of is it or is it not in the same place as were previously approved.
It was and on the same.
That's not what is it, that I my understanding at this point.
Okay, Ms. Soriano, you're gonna the right option here would be for you to afford us the opportunity to come out, survey the property. Mr. Chadwick would come out, take a look, make sure if the carport is in the place where we had approved it prior.
If indeed
that's the case,
yeah,
you're going to be an open and shut case next time you're in front of us because we have no other problems with your application.
All right. And should I submit the original plan with the survey that includes the location of the carport, which is where it is right now, as approved by the zoning board? I do have the plan that's supposed to have it should have been documented by the township. I do have the required illustration of the location within the plan or what do you call this? The
who prepared the updated survey that you filed? You?
I did.
Okay.
No, her contractor dropped it off, Mr. Chadwick.
I'm talking about that.
Measured it and redid the survey and dropped it off to me.
Right, you said it to me.
He didn't measure it. The contractor went out and measured it.
Okay, right.
And originally they were approved at 53 feet and she did 50 feet. So they're off on the garage by 3 feet.
So I was correct.
Yes, oh, you're absolutely correct. 3 feet right. They're off.
Well, to expedite this process, the 3 feet doesn't bother me, I'll ask the rest of the board. So I think we can move ahead tonight with this, to be honest.
That's why I asked the question at the outset. Mm-hmm. Is it exactly the same place?
Gotcha. But
she said yes.
3 feet off.
Well, it isn't.
Okay.
So now I agree with you totally, Mr. Chair. Fine.
Ms. Soriano, your measurements are off, albeit by 3 feet, but I don't think that's something that we should stop this process over something so small. So do any other board members have any questions or comments about this application? Hearing none, I'm going to open it to the public. Anyone in the public have any comments or questions about this application?
No one, Chairman.
Okay, close the public portion. I'd make a motion to approve this application. Thank you, Kalpesh. Call the roll, please.
Mr. Tillery?
Yes.
Mr. Patel?
Yes.
Mr. Reggio?
Yes.
Mr. Blount?
Yes.
Mr. Hidaka?
Yes.
Mr. Mitterrando?
Yes.
And Chairman Cahill?
Yes.
Mr. Ali, I'm sorry. Mr. Ali?
Yes.
I don't know. I skipped your name. I'm sorry. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Ms. Soriano, your application's been approved. We will memorialize it in a written document at our next meeting. You don't need to be present for that. We will send that document to you to get your permits.
Thank you very much. Appreciate this.
Have a good night, ma'am.
Good night.
We're going to move on to item number 11, which is adjournment. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All right, guys. Once again, thanks for coming out and volunteering.
Have a great evening, everyone.
Have a good evening. Thanks, John.
All right. Thank you, John.
You're welcome.